Sports. And on the line now I have Dermot Higgins, and he's a postmaster in Ballymun and also a Dublin spokesperson for the Irish Postmasters Union. Good morning, Dermot. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Okay, things have quietened down about post offices. They were in the news quite a lot, I think the year before last, a lot of closures. Is the threat still there, or has it abated in any way?
Well, no, the threat hasn't abated in any way. The threat is still there. It's still very, very real. And we are now discussing with the government, trying to sort out the issues rather than have confrontation with the government.
Mm-hmm. Do they give any reasoning behind why they're doing this?
Well, an EU directive was given to get the country to go cashless. So under the cashless society that they would be thinking of doing, people would be dealing with plastic rather than dealing with cash. And the only way you can do that is through a banking system.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be eliminating, at the moment, you would be eliminating the post office from a banking system because the post office doesn't have a structure in place to cater for that.
Okay. But even apart from that, I mean, I don't know, they only get 50% of the payments through the direct electronic payment. That's the social welfare. Is that true?
At the moment, I'm post-cated for roughly 50% of the population who are on social welfare, and the rest are done through EFT, through the banking systems.
Okay. They sort of seem to forget as well that, our local post office there over there need more. And it's the hub of community activity, and everything happens around there, and people know about everything. I mean, can they not see that? Obviously, that's being put to them as well.
It has been put in. The argument has been put quite clearly to the government and the need for post office network out there for the public, for old age pensioners, so they have a little bit of interaction with a person-to-person situation rather than cold hole in the wall. That has been argued, that has been put forward, and like the life of most shopping centres, and I think you mentioned Edenmore there,
mm-hmm.
The life of a shopping centre such as Edenmore, such as Northside, any of them out there require cash to be flowing, require footfall.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be the life of a shopping centre to have a post office in there that's handing out cash and allowing for those people to go into the shops and therefore to keep the economy running and keep people in employment.
But as I say, the community hub, and apart, I mean, this is, you're talking about Dublin and the shopping centres, but a lot of rural post offices, if they were to go, the whole community sort of, you know, depends on it, of interaction, communications,
right,
and everything.
Yeah, you're stripping the life. You're stripping the life from rural Ireland, but you're stripping the life from urban Ireland as well. And yes, communities have closed down. We look at pubs. We go down anywhere around the country, and some villages now don't even have a shop because the life has been taken out. Maybe it's the bank has pulled out. Maybe it's, there's been no post office. Maybe the post office has closed for various different reasons. But the life has been taken from that village.
Mm-hmm.
And it will happen in urban areas as well as country areas if the post office network is affected by social welfare being stripped from it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Post Office Business Development Group, is this a new group that's been set up?
Yes, it's a new group that's been set up by the government. It involves government personnel, it involves on-post personnel, and it involves people from the Irish Postmasters Union. Their main job is to look at what business is out there that can help sustain the post office network, that can help post offices stay open in rural Ireland and in urban Ireland. It could be the post office could end up maybe being a tourist hub where tourist information might be handed out. It could maybe do motor tax. There's various different businesses out there that can be done within the post office network that we're very capable of doing. But all in all, if social welfare was stripped from the post office, no other business out there will actually keep the post office network afloat.
Yeah, it's like, as you say, footfall, but the footfall also includes people that go into the post office, get their few bob, and then pay bills while they're actually in there. They don't have to move very far.
They don't have to move far. They come in, they get, in my opinion, they get a service that is well up there with any financial institution in the country, in some cases probably better. As I said, face-to-face interaction, they can pay their bills, they can do their savings. There's a huge amount of facilities within the post office that they can actually avail of at this point in time. And we hope through the committee that's been set up with Brian Kerr, through that to be further business set up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that can help the communities and help the people. And in turn, keep the post office open.
And is it purely because of security and you're sort of keeping money out of the equation, actual physical cash, is that the only reason that they're giving? Or is there something else underneath?
If for the social welfare to be taken away from the post office, there's a cost factor to the government for the social welfare to be paid through the post office network. And currently is paid for by the government.
Okay.
If that social welfare goes to the banking structure, the government may have to pay a certain amount to the banking, but ultimately it's the customer will pay for that service.
I was going to say that somebody has to pay for the services of the bank. If it's not the government, the customer will have to pay. We choose not to pay in the post office at the moment.
Well, the customer gets a free service out of the post office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
It is paid for by the government, so, you know, it's not free. It's paid for by the government through taxes and that come into the government. But if you have a person on 100 euro social welfare, and I'm taking a young person on unemployment, mm-hmm. if they're forced to go into the bank, to get that money put into the bank account, the bank will charge them. And for them then to take that money out or spend that money, the bank will charge them. So your socially deprived customer will be more socially deprived because mm-hmm. the cost of them spending their own money.
And of course the public have no say in this really whatsoever, or is that what you're looking for, maybe support from the public in some way?
Well, this is what we were doing last year. We were harping on at the government, we were looking for support, and if need be we will have to maybe return to going marching, to getting people out, to looking for support. But at the moment we're in a system with the government that we're hoping this new committee through Brian Kerr will actually show the government that this is a requirement, this is needed, and this is the current route we're taking, and we think maybe it's the right route. Now, if you look at, we'll say, the banking structures, and I can only speak about where I am here in Ballymun, mm-hmm. there's approximately 25,000 people living in Ballymun, and I'm going on the figures of the last census that was done. There's approximately 25,000 people. There is an AIB branch, sub-branch of Finglas mm-hmm. in Ballymun. No other bank at all in the area. If you go to Dundrum and you just drive through Dundrum, how many banks are in Dundrum with a population of 7,000 people? If you go to BlackRock, how many banks are actually in BlackRock?
I'm assuming there's a lot more than there is over in Ballymun.
Quite a lot more. Yeah.
Well, I mean, in Coolock Village alone, there's two banks in close proximity there as well.
They are, but look at the area they're covering. Mm-hmm. If you take all of Northside and like the Coolock post, Coolock Bank you're talking about covers all the way out to the old airport road, the old Swords Road. There isn't a bank between Coolock Village and the old Swords Road.
Okay.
And that's a huge population if you take the whole of Arcane. No, it's a massive area with a massive population. Okay. Who are all unbanked or maybe not cared about by the banks.
Mm. A lot of people would say there's a little bit of a voice of doom there, that it wouldn't be that critical if this was taken away. But you obviously believe that it is. And with over 1,000 post offices, it affects a lot of jobs.
There's roughly within the post office network, and we're not looking at head offices, we're not looking at the likes of GPO, the civil service offices, we're looking at the sub offices. There's roughly 1,100, which would employ around 3,000 people. And if the social welfare contract goes, you will have a minimum of 2,000 of them unemployed within a couple of weeks.
I was just wondering there, as you're speaking about the post office and GPO and all like that, and all the other aspects of postal work on the periphery. Would it have a ripple effect? I mean, a lot of post offices, you think anyway, will go if they take away the service. Would it have a ripple effect that would work its straight way through the whole postal system, that a lot more people besides those in the post office would lose work?
Well, a ripple effect within the post office, within the GPO.
The whole system.
Within the whole system, it will ultimately impact and have an effect, because there would be people employed within the civil service area who directly work with social welfare, directly work on the social welfare contract, behind the scenes people at the counters. Yes, they will also be affected. Now, will they be shifted to one side within the civil service and therefore their employment isn't affected? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it certainly will have effects, because it would have a massive effect on the profit margins of Onpost, which in turn goes to pay the salaries of those people who are employed mm-hmm. by Onpost.
Okay, now the new group set up, the Business Development Group, I think you said it was set up by the government. Now it involves representatives from the Irish Postmasters Union and Onpost and the government as well. A good idea, or is it too early to tell?
Number one, yes, it is a good idea. Is it too early to tell? Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a start. And when a baby gets up off his knees and starts walking, it has to take baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to learn how to walk. This is a start in a procedure that is new. Hopefully will make a difference. But we have to start somewhere. And we have to take steps. And you have to walk before you can run. And yes, we as postmasters do hope this is the right thing. We as postmasters mm-hmm. hope it's not just a talking shop. Brian Kerr is the right man to be at the helm. He's a very, very well-respected businessman. And if anyone can do it, he is a man that can.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fully supportive of this committee. And we think, yes, this will work. And we hope it will.
Okay.
For everybody's future.
Are you going to purely rely on the group, or have you got other strategies in place that will work, sort of coincide with what's happening with the talks?
Okay, but the group is one, yeah, is a very important part. Yes, we have other strategies in place. We're talking separately. We would be talking to the government. We would be talking to ministers out within the communities, all TDs. But we are ultimately reliant on the TDs. They are the people who will make the difference. They are the people who will, at the end of the day, call the shots and decide what will happen.
Okay.
So that is our main strategy, would be, yes, to talk to them, but within the bounds of the working group. And if in 6 months' time we discover, no, this working group is not happening, will we start jumping up and down? More than likely, yes, we will start jumping up and down, and we will be calling on the public for support.
Okay. And the public themselves, how do you think they feel about this direct payment? Are they indifferent about it, happy about it, or what way do you think they feel about it? Obviously, people talk, as I said, community, the post office is the community hub. What sort of feedback are you getting from the public?
Within the working class areas, which, as I say, is where I am, and I can only speak for them, and I don't want to be evasive, the people don't know the actual effect it will have on them, because nobody has spelt it out to them. Nobody has made it clear that, you know, what will be this ripple effect. Yes, people are saying, I believe we're going banking, we're going to be this, we're going to be that. But they don't actually realise their sons, their daughters, who are working out there and maybe in shops, in local communities, they're going to end up possibly losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And this hasn't been explained to them. And all they're hearing, realistically, and there's been very little on the news about it, realistically all they're hearing is that the government are planning on putting the social welfare through a banking structure.
Okay. Is there a time frame on the Dermot when they're proposing to do this?
Okay, well, currently the contract that we have within the post office is to allow for approximately a 10% migration every year over the next 5 years. So you're looking maybe 5-6 years under the current programme.
So a decent bit of time anyway to get things sorted out. Maybe the next government
might... time to get it sorted out. Now, we do thank the Minister that she did give us the contract, and the tender hasn't come out for the next contract. And again, we're very thankful of that. And hopefully the minister will continue to talk to us, and the civil servants will come on board and change everything, that we will have a post office network into the future.
Well, on reflection, as you were talking about the dearth of banks around the area and how far apart and the amount of people that they serve, the alternative was always the post office, because the services have expanded so much over the years, and it could be a case with the public that they won't really realise what they lose until it actually goes, like lots of things. Until it's gone, people don't realise what they're losing in the services. I mean, your services have really expanded over the past 10 years, haven't they?
Well, we're fully computerised, the same as every other system out there. And yes, the services have expanded. We now do foreign exchange. Anybody getting a passport does it totally securely through the post office network. All bill pays, virtually every utility company now will be on board with the post office. And you know, savings, investments, prize bonds, AIB Bank. We have another bank coming on stream very shortly. Just unfortunately, I can't give the names because it hasn't been released. But yes, they are coming out, and you know, yes, there is a lot you can do in the post office.
Okay, Dermot, listen, thank you for talking to us here on Northside today, and I hope things really go for the future, because I would certainly be one of those that would miss them, because I like the whole idea of it being there in the centre of the community, and I'm sure lots of people, especially in rural areas, would echo those sentiments as well.
Thank you very much.
Not at all, Dermot. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
I hope to talk to you in the future and everything will be happy and all that. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bye. I just hope to be an optimist in that sense. But that was Dermot Higgins, postmaster in Ballymun, and also Dublin spokesperson for the Irish Postmasters Union. I do say that, really, in all sincerity, that sometimes you go through life and it's like your senses, your feel and touch and see and hear, and you don't realise how important they are until you actually go, or the slightest thing like spraining your finger can change your life. And I'm not being flippant of that, so people should realise how important the post office is, I think, and maybe give them some support.